This story is about a strong woman who did not give up even though she was confronted with severe health and financial problems for herself and her daughter after a traffic accident in which the guilty parties did not admit their guilt until the final verdict. On November 9, 2013 at 6 a.m. on a street in Luro District, something horrible happened. Something that changed the lives of Mary and her daughter Laura, 5 years, forever. While disembarking from a taxi parked next to the road, they were hit severely by a bus overtaking a truck. The accident was reported to the police. Mary and Laura were taken to the hospital only to find out that Laura's legs would be permanently disfigured and that she would need to undergo heavy and expensive treatment. While in hospital, the bus disappeared from the road, and later on the bus company denied any guilt or requests for a peaceful settlement. The dispute was later handled in criminal court where the driver was found guilty. Compensation for the harm which had been done to Laura had to be handled in civil court, and Mary started relentlessly seeking help from private lawyers, but they were too expensive for her even for the initial installment. In 2013, still looking for legal support, she had a conversation with a magistrate from Makindai Court who told her about JCU Mengo, where she finally found help. First, a mediation with the bus company was attempted but without success because they did not show up. Therefore, a case was filed at High Court whereof also receipts of medical expenses were attached. This attempt led to a landmark judgment for Mary and Laura, a consent judgment to pay 50 million Ugandan shillings to Laura, whereof 35 million Ugandan shillings was paid immediately. After the court case, the bus company delayed making the second payment and a court bailiff was hired for execution. Today, 8 years after the fatal accident, both look back to a long history of hospital visits and days in court, which finally paid off. With the compensation, they were able to build up a new life with a plot of land, rental houses for their revenue, and the possibility to have the necessary surgeries to correct Laura's legs to be able to balance and walk. I lost all hope and decided to give up on pursuing the case until a good Samaritan introduced me to JCU. At JCU, my case was handled very well and I got all the payments from the respondent. I did not pay a single coin to JCU when they took on my case. I am so happy and I have absolute trust in JCU. I feel like coming to JCU every day to just say thank you.